Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. All right. Hey guys, welcome. Today is day three of the challenge. If you guys have not caught day one and two, you guys can go back either on the podcast or in the Facebook group and you guys can catch it here. So I am live on the podcast and on the Facebook group at the same time. So if you're on the podcast and you want to see this recording being done live, you can join the Facebook group. The link is in the show notes below, and then you can come see me live. And then plus, this is my Facebook community where I share things all the time. I share tips and inspiration, what's going on, what's happening in the world of balanced wellness and everything in between. So anyways, welcome to day three. I love to keep these short and sweet, and I'd love for you guys to be able to walk away with something tangible that you can take with you to improve your day today. So day one, I kind of just dove in with you guys and shared about my story and kind of what my breaking point was and where I was to the point that I was just like, oh goodness, something has to change. Something has to give, right? I was not in a state that I felt well all the time, and I didn't want to live in that state, and I didn't want to be constantly overwhelmed and stressed and feeling like I'm just on the verge of a breakdown. So I shared my story with you guys there. I mean, it's pretty raw and vulnerable, and it's always super uncomfortable to share my story, but I feel like it's a very crucial piece of me being able to coach and mentor women and educate women on wellness, because I like them to think that I like women to understand and know that, like, my life was not perfect. It still isn't perfect, right? There's no such thing. But that I definitely was on the struggle bus hardcore, and that I've been through the pits and I've been through the trenches and I've been through that, or been to that rock bottom place, that I needed help and I needed something to fix my situation and to get me out of it. And I wanted to live a life that was better. I wasn't okay with constantly showing up as a wife and a mom that was crabby and stressed out. And I wasn't living the version of myself that I wanted to live, that I was proud to live, right? I was living this person that I was annoyed with, and I was like almost ashamed of being, because I'm like, I don't want to be constantly crabby. I don't want to constantly just be aggravated with everything and have everything literally piss me off, right? And that's where I was at. I was so emotionally and mentally just like drained that I didn't even understand like how to function to be happy, which is so sad, right? It's like, it's so sad. And so, fast forward through a lot of stuff and a lot of work, and a lot of creating boundaries and working on myself and my self-care and making myself a priority, all these things, you know, fast forward 7-8 years later, here we are. And I can tell you that I do enjoy life and I am proud of who I show up to be every single day. Do I still have my downfalls and all those things? Of course, of course, of course. I'm not perfect still. Never will be, right? But I can tell you that I show up the way that I want to show up as a wife and a mom and a friend and a daughter and a sister and all the things, 98% of the time I'm showing up the way that I envision myself showing up and how I want to show up. And I can lay my head on the pillow at night being like, cool, great day, right? And I can do that 98% of the time, right? Do I still have stuff that ticks me off that I'm just like, ugh, definitely didn't handle that right? Of course. Of course, I still make mistakes, but I'm learning, right? And just like what I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, it's only a mistake if you don't learn your lesson, right? It's a lesson if you can be like, oh, shouldn't have done that, right? So I guess I should say I've learned lessons. Do I lay my head on the pillow at night being like, well, had some lessons today? That's how I should have phrased it, like, for sure. And I still do things that aren't perfect, and that's okay. So, all right. So day two, we kind of dove in and talked a little bit about like the program that I have, the Blissfully Balanced program, and how I teach women to create the balance, right? And how balance is nothing that we just pick up and find like a silver dollar on the ground, right? There's nothing, you're never going to be able just to find balance in your life. You have to create it. It's not like going to the grocery store and finding a parking spot, right? It's not like you're going to Starbucks and ordering coffee and finding somewhere to sit. You don't find balance like that. You have to work to create it. You have to set your boundaries. You have to set your intentions. You have to get really clear on what you want out of life and what you don't want, right? And change your mindset. That's the biggest steps that I shared with you guys yesterday on day two, is doing those three to four things, because I feel like setting your intentions, knowing what you want and don't want, like that's kind of a loaded thing, but they all kind of wrap together in one, plus setting your boundaries and changing your mindset. Okay, so day three today, I'm sharing with you guys the pillars that I walk my clients through in my signature program, Blissfully Balanced. So in that program, again, my goal is to have women create balance in their life in all four parts of self, their physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And I guide them through that journey of creating balance in all those four parts of themselves so that they can show up to live the best version of themselves that they want to live every single day, to not keep on regretting how they show up or being mad about like being out of whack with their emotions or being so fatigued and exhausted that they don't have the energy to play with their kids or go out with their friends or, you know, work their job the way that they want to, or not snap all the time or be so aggravated and annoyed with people that it literally like shines all over their face all day long, right? So I teach you all those things of how to create that balance so that you can show up and wake up every single day happy to relive this next day and then go to bed that night being like, whew, good job, right? And not the opposite, right? So that's the goal of the program, is to allow you to show up in alignment of who you were created to be and who you want to be every single day, and stop regretting the choices and the actions and the emotions that bleed through you every single day, right? So these four pillars, let's kind of dive in and talk about them really quickly. So the four pillars that I share with women and help them create is physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So let's break this down really quickly. So physical is always where we start. And really, before we even start, we do what I talked about yesterday, is we set our intentions. We get really clear on what we want out of life and what we don't want out of life, right? So we start there, we create some boundaries, and we change our mindset. That is always where I have all my clients start at. And we can't create balance in these four parts of self if we don't understand where we need balance or where we don't need balance, like maybe where we're too much or too little. We have to start there. We have to understand, okay, what's causing me more stress? Where do I need to eliminate? Where do I maybe need to ask for help, right? Like what needs to happen in my life? And then you can move through these pillars, right? Because we have to have balance in all the things, right? Just like you have to have a balance of water and sodium in your body to function properly, right? Too much water kills you. Not enough water dehydrates you, gives you headaches, right? Too much sodium, you swell, right? And maybe your heart rate doesn't like it because you have too much sodium. Not enough sodium is also not good, right? So you also, just like the balance of the chemistry of all the things in your cells, you have to have the balance in your parts of life as well. So physical is the first one that we dive in and talk to after we get straight on your intentions, your boundaries, and your mindset. The physical is where we start. And so physical meaning your activity, so your exercise and your nutrition. And there's a couple other things that are sprinkled in there that we talk about, but those are the two main things. So are you exercising every day? Why don't you exercise every single day? How can we fix that? How can we add movement to your day that doesn't make it hard, that doesn't make it feel like movement, that doesn't make you hate movement, right? So we talk a lot about that. We get really granular in movement. And we just really kind of dive in and understand, like, do you need to change up your exercise? Do you maybe need to go to group fitness? Do you need to exercise alone? Do you need to switch up your time of the day, right? What do you need to do to change your physical fitness? Because we start there, because when you can physically exercise your body, and maybe not every single day because, you know, whatever, but if you can physically move your body most days of the week, you are releasing those endorphins that are naturally going to make you happier, right? And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to go get a gym membership and go, you know, pump some iron at 5 a.m. every single morning. That is 100% not what I mean when I talk physical. And so it's really finding out, and I help you figure out like what truly is for you with the physical and what isn't for you. So same thing, kind of going back to that square one. Then we also dive into eating and nutrition, right? right? Are you an intuitive eater? Can you slow down and be an intuitive eater? Which, yes, you need to be, and yes, you can be. So we talk about intuitive eating. We talk about balancing your food choices. So maybe eating 80-20 or 90-10, or what does that look like for you? Maybe, you know, you love ice cream, you love cheeseburgers, you love red wine. Cool, great, eat that, drink that, right? But maybe we need to shift it in your eating of when you're having that and how often, right? And maybe you love salads. Well, most people can't eat salads 5 days a week. They get burnt out on it, right? So how can we still love and enjoy a salad, but also still love and enjoy a cheeseburger, right? And so we talk a lot about nutrition and helping you understand how to eat better for your body, understand the foods that aren't serving your body, how to eliminate those, or maybe reduce those, I guess is probably a better word, because I don't believe in reducing or eliminating anything unless you're like severely allergic to it. And then we talk about other choices and other things that you can do instead. So we really dive in and do a heavy emphasis on the physical because it's so crucial. When you eat well and you exercise your body well, that is a very crucial key. That's why it's number one, because when you can balance those and find a really beautiful balance in that, it's easier to be able to find a better balance in the emotional, mental, and spiritual, the rest of the pillars. So we dive in and talk about that. And I challenge you today, like, what is it? Do you love your physical activity? Is there something that you can change about it? Do you want to change your physical activity? Do you want to exercise more, but you don't know what to do, right? So maybe you kind of think through that, or maybe you hate exercising. You're like, I don't care. I've tried it all. None of it's fun. Okay. That's something to address as well, right? And then look at your own nutrition. Like, is there something that you know that you eat too much of, or that you drink too much of? Is there something that you know you don't eat enough of, right? And so how can we add that more in, add that into your nutrition more, and what you eat more every single day without having you feel like, oh, I got to eat more broccoli, right? Like, how can we get you to enjoy it? And so that's a fun little process. Okay. And then after that, we dive in. The next pillar is emotional well-being and being emotionally well. And so this is, I really like this pillar because it's a lot about self-care and figuring out what makes you happy, like, and putting yourself first. Because remember, we cannot pour from an empty cup. So if your cup is empty and you're trying to also take care of your husband and your two kids and your dog and your house and your work and your job and your friends, like, you can't keep pouring from that empty cup. So if you're not happy and your cup is empty, you're going to then run yourself so incredibly ragged that you're going to come to a mental breakdown most days of the week, or maybe a handful of times a year, like I did, because you're just like, there's nothing else to give because you're not giving to yourself first. So we really dive into self-love and self-care and how can you love yourself again? And how can you make yourself a priority again and care for you first so that you are more able to care for others in a better way and in a better state of being, rather than getting, I don't know about you, but sometimes I would get like bitter towards my kids and my husband because I was annoyed because I was caring for them and I was doing nothing for myself. And really it wasn't their fault, right? Because they were tiny humans and it was my husband, right? But it was aggravating because I was just like, well, cool, I got to do this for you again when I haven't done anything for myself for 7 days, right? And so, but that was nobody's fault but my own because I wasn't creating the time for myself. And I was feeling too guilty to create time for myself. So we talk a lot in the emotional about self-care, self-love, and relationships. And boundaries, I should say. So all of that comes into the emotional, like, who do we need to deepen our relationships with? Who do we maybe need to not deepen our relationships with, right? Who do we maybe need to spend less time with? Who do we need to create more boundaries with? What do we need to create more boundaries with? Maybe we're on our phones way too much. We watch way too much Netflix. Maybe we do too much of nothing and not enough of stuff that actually fills us up, right? I think I was sharing this the other day, but this is a good example of when we got to this pillar. I was telling a client of mine, I'm like, hey, like, she was a lot like me that like did nothing for herself and was just feeling drained and depleted all the time because she was doing nothing to fill her cup up. And I was like, hey, I want you, your homework is to go do something that makes you happy. Go figure it out and go do it. And she came back to me, and I checked in with her. She came back to me. I don't remember. And I was like, so what'd you do? And she's like, I don't even know what to do because I don't know what makes me happy anymore. And you guys, that's hard. That is so hard to hear somebody say that. And then it's so hard to also, be that person that you don't even know what to go do. If somebody gave you 6 hours to yourself that you had to leave your house, like you don't even know what you would go do. Or where to start, where to begin, like that's hard, right? So really figuring out and finding or creating that time of loving yourself and doing stuff that makes you happy. You have to do stuff for you that makes you happy, because guess what? In whatever time frame when your kids are graduated and they're in college and, you know, whatever happens, you know, there with your kids when they move out, like, then what are you living for if all that you're doing right now is running your kids to sports and activities and being mom, which is amazing. And I love being a mom, but I also love showing up for me as well. And so you've got to do both and you've got to make that perfect balance. So I will always be there for my kids. I rarely miss a sporting event unless it's like rescheduled and I already was like planning to be out of town or something. I am there for my kids 125%. And I want my kids to always know that. But I am also not nervous to drop my son off at the football field and go for a walk by myself for 20 minutes before football practice starts or before at the very beginning of football so that I can get my steps in, get some time to myself, think a little bit to myself, and then sit and be the present mom and socialize and all the fun things. Because then to me, my boxes are checked and that's fulfilling for me. So anyway, okay. So we dive in and talk about the emotional. We cover all of those things there. And then the third pillar that we cover is mental wellness. And so we talk a lot there about regulating your emotions and about trauma and parenting, a lot of really fun stuff there, a lot of hard stuff. We talk about triggers. We talk about habits, like maybe bad habits that we need to break. So we talk a lot there about regulating emotions, trauma, continuing to love ourselves, and making sure that we're giving ourselves that white space to be able to think clearly. And this is a tough one, you guys, and be able just to make our mind sound. So that we can clear the negative thoughts that are happening and that we can really work on having a stronger, stronger and thicker mental wellness. So it's a little bit of a hard pillar. It triggers a lot for people. So, I'm careful sometimes of how we go around that, but it's always beautiful when we complete that pillar and people are like, oh, wow, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, right? So that's a really good pillar that we dive into. And then we wrap up the pillars with spiritual wellness. So no, we are not getting out the Bible and reading the Bible, although I do read the Bible, but I know that this is hard. If you feel like you're not a spiritual person, meaning believe in God, go to church, that is fine. That is not the end all be all. And I know a lot of people sometimes ask, they're like, well, what are we doing about this spiritual wellness here? And so just like in a nutshell, spiritual wellness, we talk a lot about meditation and breath work and stillness and just intention setting and getting really clear on what you want for your life, tapping into your higher power, whatever that means for you. So there's no right or wrong here with spiritual wellness. We just talk a lot about purpose and alignment. And, you know, we talk a little bit about prayer, but I always, in spiritual, before we dive too much into it, I always understand, and I love to understand people's viewpoints on what they consider spiritual. So, and in each group, whenever we start that group, I ask them that when we get to that pillar, because to me, that's very important. Because if I do have a lot of people that are faith-based and they're like, yes, I believe in God. And yes, I pray. We'll dive in a little bit more to that degree. But if I have some people that they're like, eh, not really, that's cool. Then we don't spend so much time on it. And we spend time in other parts of spiritual. So it's really good because I like to bring a full approach to the spiritual, and we don't dive into one specific aspect of it for too long. And I really teach people a lot of things that they've never been taught before about spiritual wellness, and it's pretty cool. So we dive in and wrap it up with spiritual wellness and that pillar. So those are the pillars that we cover in the program. That's a little bit of a glimpse of what they are. And how I help you create the balance and all of that. So we first start again with the physical. We get you on track with your nutrition and your movement. We get you on track with loving yourself again and making sure that you're making time for you. You're doing your self-care as to what fills you up. Because sometimes people are like, oh, self-care to me is reading a book and drinking a glass of wine. Okay. But did that fill you up? Like, did that really check the boxes for you? And if it doesn't, that's not your self-care. Like, maybe it's fun to do, but that's not what you need to resort to at the end of a long day. So I really help you understand that. We dive into the mental wellness part of it. And so we really understand emotions and trauma and all that stuff. And then we wrap it up with spiritual. And it's really cool because so many people, I'm going to share some testimonies with you guys later this week, but the transformations that my women have when they come through this program, they're just like, wow, like my husband and I actually are on the same page again. We actually speak again. We have conversations. Like, I learned to love myself, which I had no self-love whatsoever, right? Lots of really cool things come from this program. And so we are starting in here in just a few weeks. So I've lost the date and time whenever I went to say that. I'm like, what date and time are we? What's today? I don't even know. All right. Well, guys, this is day 3 of the challenge. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And again, if you guys are over on the podcast, pop over into the Facebook group, grab the link in the show notes here, come on in the community, and then you guys can see me live sharing. And then you guys can also drop any homework if you want. So today, the homework is, where do you feel like you need the most balance to be created in your life? Is it the physical, the emotional, mental, or spiritual? It could maybe be all of them. Or if you feel like, huh, that really spoke to me, I really need it there, share that with us. And no right or wrong, right? No judgment here. But definitely curious to see where you guys feel like you're lacking the most. Sorry, feel like something's going on in my house. Where you're lacking the most. So, all right, guys, thanks for tuning in today. Catch you guys tomorrow. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.